121 Marketing Ideas to Grow Your Small Business by Rod Sloan. Rod is a marketing coach, seminar leader, author, and professional speaker. His company, rodsloan.co.uk, helps small business owners to overcome their discomfort with marketing and take their business to the next level. He believes in no bull, no nonsense marketing that simply works. After graduating with an economics degree from the University of Portsmouth, he spent 15 years working in corporate sales and marketing with IBM, BAT, and Computer Associates. He has spent the last 10 years in business development with professional services firms. Born and schooled in Blackpool, Lancashire, he now lives with his wife and daughter in Ealing, West London. Marketing is a system, not an event. John Janch, author of Duct Tape Marketing, the world's most practical small business marketing guide. Small business marketeers love the chase, love the newfangled way to make the phone ring. They love to think of marketing promotion as a single event. It's precisely this view of marketing that holds most small businesses back. They fall prey to the marketing idea of the week and never fully explore what it takes to create and build a completely functioning, consistently performing marketing system. It's funny how many small business owners can think of things such as finance and operations as a system, but when it comes to marketing, all bets are off. Marketing is a system. Marketing is one of the most important systems. This audio will get you started with a new way to think about marketing your business. Effective marketing is little more than creating and operating an effective marketing system. Now, when I use the word system, I mean several things. One, the system is documented. You can't have a system or a step in a system unless you write it down. Two, the system is built on sound marketing principles. And three, you constantly measure, innovate, and refine the system. This little audio is a collection of solid strategies and tactics. My advice to you, dear listener, is that you pick out a number of the tips in this audio and string together your very own marketing system. Stick with it. Do something every day, week, and month, and eventually you find that you'll build up a high-powered marketing machine. Okay, now the last bit of advice. Every system needs a champion. Either find someone in your organization who does little else but operate the system, or hire a marketing professional and charge them with helping you develop, implement, and run the system. Properly fed and maintained, this little marketing system can become the engine that drives your firm's climb to the top. 121 Marketing Ideas to Grow Your Small Business. Be sure that you excel in your field. This is probably the first prerequisite to taking up any kind of enterprise, offering a service, promoting a product, or setting up a business of your own. After all, you can never forget that whatever it is you are attempting to do, there are so many others who are in the same boat. The result is competition. Competition that is getting more and more cutthroat by the day as more and more products, services, and technologies are launched in the never-ending quest for excellence. Just think, let's say you are really committed to bringing out a product that is the ultimate in that particular field. If this is the same train of thought of even a few others in the same field, it's really going to be uphill work to prove that you are the best when there are so many people doing the same thing. In this sea of ever-increasing competition that has engulfed practically every product and service in existence, with new ones constantly emerging, you will need to be really good at whatever you do. Only then will you be able to make your mark and be remembered. Only then will yours be the name that will come to mind when that particular product or service is in demand. Formulate a marketing strategy. Devising a marketing strategy is vital to the success of your small business. However, that does not mean that such a plan should be long and convoluted. The simplest plans are the most effective, and you would do well to formulate one of your own. And remember to keep it short and concise. The highlight of your plan should be the objectives that you hope to achieve within 6 months. You could follow that up with a more detailed breakdown of how you propose to accomplish